Good evening, and this is Adamus. For those of you who are tuning in for the very first time, I welcome you. Are always attuned, and that you are always receiving more. For those of you who are not familiar with me, I am the regular producer and host, The Meeting of the Inner Circle, where I am always speaking to the issues of our liberation, our salvation, our deliverance, and the prerequisites for our being qualified for continuance in existence as a result of being led astray by those who've been wrong for so long. And how do we respond correctly and directly to being under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide? And it's important for us to realize that we will never have anything greater than who and what we are. We'll never have a greater gift than life. And that the things that we acquire and work so hard for will soon find a way out of our lives. It's like the very first diaper we had. We don't know what happened to it. We don't even care. After a while, the car that you're driving now will be the same way. You don't know what happened to it. You don't know where it is or how it's been reconverted or crushed or who has it. I'm just saying is that you and I are accountable and responsible for being present in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence as points of its presence, and to care to be able to respond in every circumstance and situation as a presence of the absolute. For there is absolute love, absolute light, absolute law, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth that gives us leverage over the delusions, the lies, the programs, the agendas, and all of that that we see happening as the circus of what they refer to as government is going on by those who are not able to really even govern themselves. We must be self-governing to realize that under absolute law, we all get a chance to experience the fullness of ourselves, provided that we care to be in alignment with the truth of ourselves, with the divinity of existence itself, to understand that we who exist in this now moment are the beneficiaries of the gifts, the labor, the light, the services, the sacrifices, the contributions, the realizations, revelations, the epiphanies of so many ones whose names we will never be able to call. And as a result of it, we have the opportunity to truly make commitments to our living, to be greater on behalf of those that we've come through, those whose names we can call, as well as the lineages that we represent. But under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide that has impacted and affected everybody negatively, where there are those who feel as though they've arrived, although they know not how to feed themselves, that they've been complicit and complacent with their own cellular oppression by consistently ingesting and consuming that which is the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, all manners of artificially colored, artificially flavored, NutraSweet, aspartame-laden, Splenda, white sugar, coffee, alcohol, tobacco, and all of these things that put us in a place where it becomes impossible to truly walk in the fullness of one's own authenticity because we are oppressed at the cellular level. Now, because we have been under siege and under oppression and suppression and depression and being pressed upon and whatnot for so long, we've gotten used to it, but it does not mean that it is the order of existence. It is the chaos and the disorder that is creating the proliferation and the pandemic of sickness, illness, and disease. And for those who labor on behalf of sickness, illness, and disease in the perpetuation of a global and local and national economy, then we will soon reap a harvest that is consistent with that. And because no one has been authorized by the intelligence of existence, the laws of existence, or that which we refer to as God, to be the perpetuators of sickness, illness, disease, and death as a livelihood, then we should be in a place and space where we care to be under the auspices of that which is law upon the planet, that which is the will of existence, that which is the purpose in our being, and to know that these people who have given us an a distorted sense of what life is, in that our success in life is by virtue of how much we accumulate, how much we acquire, the polished wood, metal, and stone, the communities that we live in, how much we have applied ourselves to that which is outside of ourselves, so that we are relating to ourselves based upon our sexuality, our socioeconomic status, our bank accounts, and all of this, when we are upon a planet that is literally spinning in space, and the space through which we're spinning is the very intelligence of existence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And we have come to the earth from the realms of the dust of the heavens, the cosmic, for the purpose of earth residency, being in school, so that we are in this realm that provides us the opportunity to knock and seek and ask and pray, to really be aligned with the forces of existence, the intelligences of existence directly, so that we are mastering ourselves, our emotions, our passions, our lusts, our desires, and whatnot, so that we can graduate the class of Earth residency with flying colors. And it means that we would not have died here. But their book says that the wages of sin is death. And we've been socialized to believe in death, to be complicit and complacent with killing ourselves and our children and other ones, that there are those who are so delusional as to think that there is some true profit that they can experience through the warring and the killing and the militarism and the incarceration and the political buffoonery that goes on. We have to come to a point in place where we bypass the foolishness and go directly into the light of absolute and supreme intelligence, so that we, with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts, are completely centered in the absolute reality that allows us to connect with our immortality. The consistent regeneration of every fiber and every cell of our being, because we are doing that which is consistent with the divine design and the design that is divinity, as these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And on behalf of the lineages that we represent, and on behalf of all orders of existence, that we will be consistently committing and recommitting and committing and recommitting to develop our talent, skills, and abilities, to have a conscious care, to be caring, to be sharing, to be uplifting, enhancing, enriching, to add unto the beauty and the blessedness and the bounty of existence itself. And the more we align ourselves with that absolute truth of who we are, as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, where we are dwelling in the presence of the absolute and supreme intelligence, in the realm that is completely governed by spiritual law, and that we are co-creators and have the opportunity to see it, to claim it, to empower ourselves with the words that we speak and the thoughts that we think and the faith that we apply ourselves to, so that we are literally able to create heaven on earth. And because there is so much hellaciousness that people are experiencing, it matters how we as individuals and we as a populace decide to function on behalf of life itself. And so therefore we come to the realizations that there truly is only one eye that truly sees. And whether it's the eye of the child, the eye of the elder, or the eye of anyone in between, but the eye of the cow, the eye of the pig, the eye of the turkey, the eye of the chicken, the eye of the fish, everything sees as an intelligence of existence. And all other beings, except for humankind and the remnants of humanity that we have, are those who still have some vestige of their humanity. We are in a place and space where it is time for us to exalt the oneness of existence, to really have an understanding and an understanding that everything has been gifted to life by the intelligence of existence, which is intelligent enough to always exalt a full life's urge, to always do what's in its own best interest, to do nothing to undermine itself, and to be able to respond correctly and directly when we sense that our lives are being threatened. But we have to come to a point in place where we understand that the animals that you all are being fed have lost their ability to respond correctly and directly, to being under siege, to being under captivity, to be enslaved, to be poisoned, to be shot up with all manners of hormones and chemicals and antibiotics and stuff, so that these chemicals are permeating their flesh, and when you consume them, then those chemicals and those worms and organisms and bacteria and whatnot begin to set up in your own bloodstream, in your tissues, in your colon, in the fibers of your being, and therefore you and are not able to respond correctly and directly to being under siege, because the sludge that becomes the substance of your blood does not allow you to respond correctly. And this is why we have to care to be completely cleared and cleansed from it. Many people think that it's just about what you eat. And you go from eating meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, flesh, to eating soy products, Boca burgers, and all of these things that are not facilitating the cleansing, because they are not high fiber, water, high nutrients, high mineral content. And we've been duped to think that in order to be healthy, you have to be eating all of this protein. It is a lie that our bodies literally make its own protein when we provide it with the essentials, the amino acids, and that which is from our plants and that which is from the earth. And so I'm the one to encourage us to get serious about our living, get serious about our loving, get serious about honoring and glorifying the intelligence of our existence, and being intelligent enough to commit to being directly. It's easy for people to be committed to making money, be committed to their jobs, be committed to their organizations, be committed to doing whatever floats their boat in the meantime. But the reason we're on the planet is to come to that place of self-actualization, self-realization, and harmonization with the will of existence, so that we are in the consistent process of unfolding consciousness, expanding, and doing that which is consistent with who we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme presence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And as we are considering and contemplating and meditating and having the realizations of the divinity of our being and the order of existence, and we consciously care to get into that order, then know that that order has to be established within our very selves. And that the precedent is about the cleanliness of the body temple. For we are spirits that dwell in these bodies, and these bodies are the temples for the dwellings of the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses in this realm called heaven, that you all call earth, that other ones would call paradise or Eden. But to be in a place and space where we understand that we were gifted to the earth through the wombs of our mothers, sparked by the sacred and divine fluids from our fathers, and from the dust we've come, and to the dust we shall return. But that does not mean the earth. That means that we will return to the places and spaces in the cosmic that we've come from. And so in this now moment, it matters that we care to be rightly aligned in the truth of ourselves. There is no real wealth we could ever have that is greater than who and what we already are. And to have an understanding and an understanding that one breath and one beat of our heart is worth much more than all of the money that man has ever printed or minted anywhere, regardless of whose face is on it. And when we have a walking, talking sense of ourselves and the beauty of our being, and consciously understanding the sacredness of life and respecting it and honoring it and cherishing it and treasuring it, then we have the opportunity to truly prosper, when we realize that we will never have anything greater than ourselves. And our duty, obligation, and responsibility in this realm is to strive for the greatness of ourselves as these points of this absolute and supreme presence, whose presence is all there is, as beginninglessness and endlessness and infinity and eternity. The intelligence of existence does not die. And many people have an understanding or intellectualization of the reality that we should not be dying, but then they feed off of death. They allow death to come into their systems, and they think death, and they love killing, and they feel entitled to be killing and subjugating and dominating and usurping and bastardizing. And the activities that we are committed to doing as these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence is about uplifting and adding unto, blessing, restoring, healing, facilitating the greater good. And so these are the choices that we have on a daily basis as to how we show up, how we care, how we stand, how we think. And under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide, where food is the tool of oppression, then understand that you cannot truly be thinking well if you have not accepted that your body functions divinely, more divinely than the mechanical operational functioning of your automobiles, your trucks, your bicycles, your motorcycles, your scooters, whatever it is you are moving upon the streets with. But you are a spirit that dwells in that body, and you are designed perfectly. And now is our time to exalt the perfection of our being, to exalt the perfection of the will of existence itself and its absolute and divine intelligence that shaped itself as our absolute reality. And it matters that we have a right orientation. It matters that we care to be liberated from the lies and the delusion of sickness, illness, and disease. And yes, it's not really delusion that the people are sick. The people are sick. But we don't have to continue to be sick. We do not have to accept the lie that we have to be on these medications all of our lives. That's because we have not accepted to do the inner work of the clearing, the cleansing, the consecration, the purification, so that we are being regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified in the light of the absolute and supreme presence that we each are. And so it matters that we care. It matters that you accept that the will of God, the truth of God, never intended for us to be under such degrees of violation, subjugation, capitalization, usurpation, that it is not the will of that which is existence itself for so much of itself to be suppressed and oppressed and depressed and whatnot, to exalt itself over here. The intelligence of existence is all there is, and it cares for itself equally across the board for all orders of existence itself. And because the people themselves are supporting the violation and the annihilation of over 40 billion creatures on an annual basis, and in numbers maybe even more than that, you understand, and other ones feel entitled to feed off the babies of other beings, whether it's the caviar or the eggs from the chickens or the hens or the crocodiles or the alligators or whatever, the ostrich or the duck. You understand, the fact that you have people who eat the fetuses of other beings is a problem that people are not even recognizing as a problem. You always got to be eating eggs, 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 eggs. Would you eat your mama's eggs? And I'm just saying, your mama's eggs are the same species. You understand? But we haven't even looked at what the egg is. The egg is the genetic information and chromosomes and hormones and genetic material of another creature that we're taking into our bodies. It's completely indigestible. And had it not been thwarted in its development, it would have developed into another being. And so we're in a place where the violations that we have learned to become adult, short for adulterated, no longer what the Creator intended. And people feel entitled to do what they do. And I'm saying that entitlement is a program that's running, but it is what is the root of all of the sickness, the illness, and disease, in that we are breatharian first. 80% water. And in order to function well and to function optimally, we have to be mineralized and alkalized to really perpetuate cellular regeneration. and optimum thought and clarity of mind and strength of will and the intensity of focus. But when you're all over the place because you're eating all kinds of things, you can never really accomplish anything of any real significance because you are amiss as to what the real responsibility is to develop and cultivate yourself, to align and attune yourself to the will of existence, to stand harmoniously with the love of life and the life that is loving, that exalts the oneness, that participates willingly, respectfully, diligently, committedly, reverently, rejoicefully, delightfully in living. But what I find is that over the years of meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, alcohol, tobacco, and sugar, it's very difficult to get beyond the resentments and the anger, the frustration, the guilt, the shame, the pain, and whatnot. And therefore, your whole life becomes a living hell because you are not living. You're dying. Your life force is being wiped out, stamped out, drained from you. And it's time for us to care, to reverse it, to realize that the more water you consume, and people say, well, does it help to be alkalized? Though you don't really have to alkalize the water. If you ate fruit and vegetation exclusively, you understand that your body would know to alkalize itself. But when you consistently insist upon consuming that which creates acid and mucus and parasites and worms and organisms, then no matter how much alkalized water you drink, it's not going to alkalize your system, and the cancer is going to be forming. And when people are diagnosed with cancer, understand that the cancer has been forming for 20, 30, 40 years. So now we have an understanding and an understanding of knowing that meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, alcohol, tobacco, sugar, dairy, processed flours and white sugar and refined chemicals and pharmaceuticals and whatnot are all causing acidity, and cancer is extreme acidity. And the tumors and the lumps and things that are collections of toxins, and we did not take responsibility for really cleansing the inside of our bodies as we brush our teeth every day and we bathe the outside of our bodies every day. But then we're consistently ingesting that which creates more filth on the inside of our bodies, and the filth that is collecting and the chemicals that are concentrating, saturating, contraindicating in our brain, our organs, our glands, and whatnot are really undermining us, so that by the time you've lived 40, 50, 60 years of doing this, then you're on the path of adulteration. But the path of adulteration ends in death, where you are literally suffocated in all of that mucus and phlegm and acidity and toxicity and whatnot. How can you get out of your body alive when you never activated your faculties for creating your light bodies? You never master the responsibility of honoring the waters of your cells to know that you are always infusing your thoughts and your desires and your fear and your pain and whatever you're going through is being absorbed into your very tissues, because your body is water-based. But when we allow our bodies to be filled up with mucus and acidity and all of that, then there's less water and it becomes very difficult to really create that which is really good, that which is a glory unto the whole, that which promotes and facilitates our wholeness. And everybody has been impacted and affected by this global initiative that is depopulation and genocide. The judges, the lawyers, the police officers, everybody was poisoned with meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish from the time that they were in the womb And now that they've matured and never got a grip, never had an understanding and an understanding as to how to truly exalt life and the responsibility that we have as men, the progenitor of lineages, and wombed men, the perpetuator of lineages, to know that it is our duty, obligation, and responsibility to be the perpetuators of our lineages, to consciously cultivate our generational wealth, to do all of that which is ours to do in securing and protecting and providing for our children and laying the foundation for the progression of our lineages with our grandchildren and through our great-grandchildren and our great-great-great and all of those ones, because we are the great-great-great-great-grandchildren of all of those ones who've come before us. And greatness is our past, greatness is our future, and in order for us to really embrace it, we must claim our greatness now. But it's very difficult to be great in ignorance, ignoring the truth of yourself. It's very difficult to be great when you are in fear. Your fear of, and lack and impoverishment that you would rob and manipulate and steal and kill and this and that. And these ones are doing it all the time. This is how your government functions. And everybody would be benefited from feeding exclusively from that which is kissed by the sun, the fruits with seeds and the vegetation that grows above ground, high nutrient dense things, as opposed to filling up on a bunch of starch and cereals and donuts and pancakes and waffles and things that turn to sugar in the body. We have to understand that we are water-based, and flour and water create paste. You understand? And so when we are all addicted to these pastries and things that make us pasty, and we lose our tone, our tune, our color, our hue, our orientation, our scentedness, our balance, we become stressed because of the nutritional deficiency. Nutritional deficiency is at the root of all other deficiencies, the mental, the emotional, that which puts us in a position where we are not able to maintain and cultivate happy marriages because of the emotional and mental deficiencies that we have, that we don't know how to truly love. And where love is the fulfillment of the law, there's no success without it. And so I'm the one to encourage us to care. Care to be all that we are as these points of this absolute and supreme presence, to be supremely present to the degree to which you align yourself and attune yourself to that which beats your heart and breathes you, to create a direct line of light with your angels, your guides, your guardians, your ancients, and to always be under the auspices of your soul, to be in a place and space where virtually you're ethically and morally you are always caring, to be rightly aligned on the right side of the light, in the light, as points of the light, for the light is the only victory possible over all of this other stuff that goes on. And that's why we were told to seek first the kingdom of heaven and its righteousness, and all else would be added unto us. And people want to put the ways of God and life and the laws on a back burner and deal with what men say as if it was mandate. And people think that man's way is mandate and God's way is optional. And I'm telling you that if you care to live and you care to be successful in this life and you care to thrive and you care to walk in the abundance and the richness with the keys to the kingdom and whatnot, then you have to do it God's way, which is order, clearing, cleansing, purification, the humility that allows you to accept your divinity and to consciously care, to be loving, to be enhancing, enriching, and to do that which is yours to do as a living, loving, potent, and immortal point of an absolute and supreme intelligence on behalf of all orders of existence, the whole of existence, the laws of existence, and the lineages that we represent. This is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. And for those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. And for those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with us right here than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are using your radio apps and phones towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are the inner circle, those who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I am so grateful and so thankful and pray that you are always receiving more insight, more inspiration, motivation, and support in walking in the light of the truth of the all that you are as a living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And I am the one who is always encouraging us to realize that there is one real eye, one absolute eye, the cosmic eye that sees through every eye. And our challenge in this now moment is to really exalt a conscious care and love, to acknowledge and revere the gift of life that is in everything and everybody. To be in a place and space mentally and emotionally and physically and psychically and spiritually where we are honoring our gifts, and to know that there is no gift that is greater than life itself, and that there is nothing that we can do in this now moment that really ensures our success except for our coming to a point and place where we are willing to do whatever it takes to be completely cleared from all of the transgressions and the violations and the adulteration and all of that which whittles away at our own degrees of self-worthiness and deservedness, the sinfulness, the shame, the guilt, the blame, and all of that that puts us in a position where we are not able to take full advantage of every situation and circumstance to work it out so that we're greater because of it. To take responsibility for what we're choosing, knowing that nobody can make us do things, that we are having opportunity to make choices, and we should consciously be caring to have wisdom in our choosing, and we're choosing that which truly benefits us, and we're using all of our resources and our opportunities to be beneficial to life itself and to the living itself and to the memory of those who've come and gone. We are in a place and space where we must come to that reckoning within ourselves that life is the gift and life is the blessing and life is God, and there is nothing that is greater than it, and the intelligence of existence that is causation for it, the intelligence of existence that is the foundation of it, the intelligence of existence that has designed everything perfectly to reflect its glory and to give itself in the perpetuation and the exaltation and the continuation of itself and its processes and its order and its laws, then we have to come to a point and place where we care to participate willingly as intelligences of existence on behalf of all of existence itself. For that is wisdom in this now moment, to have an understanding and understanding that there are those of us who get up every day and we go and work jobs that do things that undermine the life force of other ones. We are busy advertising and creating slogans and jingles and campaigns for that which has no real purpose towards the exaltation of life and the enhancement of life. We're working on behalf of the corporate deities of death, the tobacco, alcohol, sugar, dairy, meat, chicken, and sea creature industries, whose presence is all prevailing throughout all communities. And we're now in a place and space where we have an understanding that the cancer that is so prevalent now, cancer of the brain, cancer of the blood, cancer of the heart, cancer of everything, you understand, where your immunity has been so badly compromised that you get these renegade cells that just begin to eat away at your being. And we have to come to a point and place where we understand that it is the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the fish, the alcohol, tobacco, the flour, the degerminated and refined processed foods, and the sugar that creates it. And it should not be legal, but it is, because we have those who have laid foundation for a system that capitalizes off of the life force of other beings, other ones, other races, other nations, and whatnot, and then exalt in the pompousness, in the egotism that they're the greatest, we're the greatest, and we're the sickest, and the most perverse. And those who are really literally being disqualified for being continued in existence as a result of the detriment that we are to ourselves and other ones, like cancer eating the life force of the world. We're in a place in space where Mother Earth will raise completely up as the waters are warming, the ice is melting, the storms are brewing, the fires are burning, the earthquakes are happening, the volcanoes are activating and whatnot. And we have to realize that our day and time is numbered here, and we should be leaving the place, having graduated the class of Earth residency, having fulfilled duty, obligation, and responsibility to truly be in a place where we care to be in the truth and the light, care to love that which beats our hearts and breathes us with our whole bodies, hearts, minds, lives, and souls, care to be in a place and space where we are invoking and calling forth the greatness of the lineages that we represent, and that we're not limiting ourselves to being of this lineage or that lineage, but to realize that our DNA and that which is our genetic inheritance is much more diverse than we can possibly imagine, so that we have to get to the root of our commonality, which is the fact that we are all these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, and it has breathed the breath of life in us, and we've become living spirits within these body temples, but we're dwelling in the reality of this phenomenal reality that is life itself, spinning in that space that is cosmic, that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, and to realize that these body temples are designed perfectly for this atmosphere, for this dispensation, and that we have the opportunity to do that which other ones may not have known to do, those who preceded us in life and preceded us in leaving or preceded us in dying. We have to come to a point where now we're realizing that we're already suspended in the realm of eternity. We're in flotation and rotation, upheld by an absolute and supreme intelligence that has gifted itself to absolutely everything and everyone. It's all pervasive. It fills all spaces, and our lives are its life, and its life is our lives, and we should be truly reverencing and appreciative and filled with gratitude and thanksgiving for the blessedness in being, and consciously caring to be blessings in being blessings unto all. And in order for us to really get into the frequency of the energy of what that is as love, love being the harmony of the truth of existence, and the truth being our oneness as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and how intelligent this absolute and supreme being actually is in having gifted itself to absolutely everything and everybody everywhere. And all of the creatures, everything that sees, everything responds to love. The plants respond to love. The atmosphere is intelligent enough to respond to love. And if we really care to live and to thrive and to prosper and to truly activate and step into the abundance of the light, love, wisdom, truth, peace, poise, and power that allows us to truly be an honor and a glory into the legacy of the lineages that we represent, then we would care to be completely cleared and cleansed and purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified, so that we are walking as resurrected beings, that we are able to reverse whatever issues have crystallized in our tissues that have been labeled this, that, or the other as whatever degree and stages of dis-ease, so that we are literally being reoriented in the truth of ourselves. We were told to know the truth, and the truth would set us free. And I'm saying to us to acclaim the truth that I am this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of this absolute and supreme intelligence. And I commit my whole body, heart, mind, life, and soul to being completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, so that I am a living testament and can give a living testimonial of the glory of the triumph of your absolute love, absolute light, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth as the reality of my life. I commit my whole body, heart, mind, life, and soul unto being whole, heart, body, mind, life, and connected under the auspices of my soul. See, we get what we ask for. And in our asking, we can imagine, we can activate our imaging to see it, to visualize it, to dream it, to give life to it, and to know that it's these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that this is how we create, and we should take responsibility for recreating this realm that is our lives, this realm on behalf of our children, this realm on behalf of our grandchildren, to realize that we should not be dying at all because we dwell in the reality of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is its gift to us. It's gifted to us. It is the gift to us. That is us. And it in and of itself does not die. We are not born to die. We were born to live. We were born to master this realm, to master our thoughts and our minds and our emotions, and to come to that place and space where we are consciously creating heaven on earth as a result of the earth already being in heaven. As it is in the heavens, so shall it be upon the earth. And the heaven can be that which is the physical space that is beginningless, endless, and infinite, and the different levels of heaven, the different realms of existence that are so far beyond what it is we can fathom or imagine. But to come to that place where we have cleared and cleansed our body temple so that the blood bears no violation of violated beings, no inebriants, no intoxicants, no artificial colors and flavors and behavior modifying substances that were intended to oppress us at the cellular level, intended to modify us to the degree to which we are not able to respond correctly and directly to being warred against, deliberately created and introduced into our food supply so that we are being anesthetized, inebriated, intoxicated, violated, and filled with despair and doubt and inhibition and trepidation and all of that which renders us helpless and powerless and faithless and lacking in confidence and all of the virtues of character that we have gifted to us by that absolute and supreme intelligence that is all there is existence itself. And as these points of its intelligence, we should be extremely, supremely intelligent enough to exalt a full life's urge, to do nothing to undermine ourselves, to be in a place and space where it truly matters to us to stand forward, to do that which is ours to do, to look into our own eyes and thank the Creator for allowing God and Goddess to dwell with us in these temples and to make our temples whole so that we are able to walk in the integrity of our own authenticity as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme presence. And when it come time to leave, we have not died here. On behalf of the lineages that we represent, on behalf of all of those races and nations and beings whose blood has been spilt upon the earth and within the earth as a result of the inhumanity and the insanity and the brutality of other ones, we have to come to that place where it matters to us to walk in the light of our divinity, to acknowledge the divinity of existence itself, and to know that to be human is to be divine, and to be is to be divine, and to honor the gift of divinity as our true nature, as opposed to our continuing to exalt our right to be wrong and to be sinful and to be in a place where we care to glorify and honor in our wholeness, in our joy and our happiness, in our conscious participation as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme presence and intelligence. To know that there is no supremacy in stupidity, There is no supremacy in feeling entitled to undermine oneself or other ones who constitute the other ones of ourselves in the truth that there is only truly one self that is the intelligence of existence. In our coming to a point where we are realigning and reorienting ourselves and our children and our grandchildren to exalt the oneness of existence itself, that everything is our family, everything is sisters and brothers to us first and foremost, and to come to that place where those of us who truly care to lay a greater foundation are caring to right the systems of miseducation and religious training and culturalization and socialization that have put us in a place where we have practiced competitiveness and divisiveness and racism and sexism and homophobia and all of these things that continue to distort our living because we are not loving, we are condemning and judging unfairly based upon what our perception of a thing is and not based upon what the truth of the reality is. And as we are able to get into the higher thought and knowing that we all have been tampered with, and that garbage that is so readily available that they call food, that is the flesh of dead animals. It doesn't matter whether the animal was killed kindly, it was killed. You understand? There is no killing kindly so that you can feed its flesh to somebody else when we are not flesh eaters by nature. And to feed or feel as though you have the right and are entitled to feed off the flesh of other beings as a human being, feeding off the flesh of other beings, practicing some glorified form of cannibalism, is the root of all perverseness and perversion. Because we were told not to kill. And most people believe that killing other ones is sinful. It is a violation of the primary law of existence. So the intelligence of existence, or that which we refer to as God, as Yah, as Allah, Yahweh, Yahuwah, you understand, Jehovah, Elohim, whatever we may refer to this absolute and supreme intelligence, the creator of all, the absolute and supreme being, to know that it did not intend for us to have to kill in order to be whole, or else we would not have been told not to kill. You say, oh, well, it's just killing animals is okay, because what else are they here for if they're not here for us to eat them? But you're not killing them. There are those who are being hired to kill them, and those who kill daily throughout every day for months and years become very distorted and dysfunctional people. Alcoholics and abusers, child abusers and spouse abusers and whatnot, there is no way to be consistently violating and killing and maintaining your wholeness. Because that's how deep a violation it is. So there is no way to consistently and continuously eat of the flesh of that which has been killed and maintain and create wholeness. It doesn't happen. And this is one of the foundational changes that has to be made in order for us to really be realigned and reoriented and resurrected and restored as a godly people, to regain our humanity, to be realigned with our divinity, to be in that place and space where we are under the grace and the protection, because we are loving being and loving the laws that govern us, and understand that the legalities do not really constitute the lawfulness. That the lawfulness and our attunement to it and our care to be in it helps to secure us in this life and beyond this life. But to realize that life itself is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, and the belief in death and the perpetuation of the belief in death is the root of the evil. It puts people in a position where they feel entitled to kill. Entitled to be killing themselves, entitled to prosper off of the degradation, the violation, the usurpation, the bastardization, the capitalization off of other races and nations and species, to the degree to which we are turning this paradise into a cesspool. From the refuse that comes from the corporate deities of death and their products. We're in a now moment that requires us to care to be completely cleared and cleansed, to understand that whether it's the AIDS, the cancers, the diabetes, the epilepsies, the seizures, the multiple sclerosis, the muscular dystrophy, the Parkinson's disease, the dementia, the Alzheimer's, I don't care what they call it. Those diseases have no real root in anything that is natural. That they all have come as a result of having unnatural tastes, appetites, habits that have been exercised consistently over time to the detriment of the cells as well as the self that is charged upon the cells. And so in order for us to come to a place where we are healed from it, it cannot be through the consistent bombarding of the cells with more toxicity when the body is already in a state of toxicity, which is creating the disease, the sickness that jeopardizes your life, undermines your quality of life, puts you in a position where it becomes extremely difficult to be so grateful and to be so thankful for the blessedness in being, because you're in pain, you're suffering. But all of this is by virtue of what we are taking from hand to mouth, what we're bringing into our bodies through the chemicals. Taking time to realize that we are so blessed to be the beneficiaries of the gifts, of the labor, of the realizations, revelations, epiphanies, and all of that that has come to us and we have access to through the intelligence of existence as it has manifested and will manifest it through other ones of ourselves whose names we may not be able to call. But in this now moment where we have access to the intellectual property of innumerable ones and ones, that we can access that, or we can get real still, consciously care, where every fiber of our being is completely permeated and penetrated in our overwhelming, uncompromising desire for wholeness, for clarity, for cleanliness, for healing, and to understand that the healing cannot happen except by virtue of the care and the actual cleansing of the body temple, of the blood. And it has to be that which is consistently done daily, consistently over time. Because what you have created from 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years of consumption in meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, flesh, alcohol, tobacco, sugar, and pharmaceuticals, and any other bastardizing thing, then it is going to take you at least 4 to 6 to 8 to 12 months to really see the difference within yourselves. But that's just the beginning of it, because there are levels and there are depths of realization and revelation and clarity and the invocation and self-actualization of the truth of who and what we really are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme presence and intelligence. And so this is far beyond just losing the weight. It's far beyond just getting cute. It's far beyond just being able to get into a bikini or put your Speedos on. It's far beyond all of that. It is about our having the capacity to truly think while we're on the planet, but to really live our lives on behalf of life itself, living and loving the law is qualifying our lives for continuance in existence because we are fulfilling the purposes of existence in self-mastery. The mastery of our mind, our lusts, our passions, everything being under our own control so that we don't let our desire for sensuality and orgasms and sexuality and materiality and all of these things control us to the degree to which we are careless, to the degree to which we are murderers, liars, thieves, bastardizers, and all of that, but that we are consciously caring to walk in the integrity of the ones that we are, as these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is supremely intelligent, loving itself as all, harmonizing within the all, aligning ourselves with the intelligence of existence that is the only thing that is guaranteed for continuance in existence because there is no end to it. But our body temples have to be cleared and cleansed. See, the preachers and the pastors and the popes and all of them have put us in a place where we feel as though we need to have an intermediary and someone to intercede in our behalf with that which we refer to as God. But I'm the one to remind you that with each and every beat of your heart and every breath that you take and every step that you make, that the intelligence of existence is with you, charging you, enlivening you. And that the clearer you become in your intensity of intention and desire to be whole, to be wholly aligned with it, fully aware of yourself as a point of it, digging deep and reaching high to stand in the integrity of your own authenticity, invoking consciously the greatness of the lineages that you represent in the activation of your DNA and changing that which is no longer suitable for you in terms of what has been passed down to you through your genealogy that looks like the precursors for whatever condition that creates illness and disease. We have the opportunity to activate the gene of our immortality by doing the clearing, the cleansing, the consecration to be restored as breatharian, breathing, oxygenating, hydrating the water, coming to that place and space where our nutritional regimen is literally fruit and vegetation, herbs and that which is earth, so that we are literally detoxifying from years of nitrates and nitrites and BHA and BHT and all of the synthetic chemicals that were in the breakfast cereals and the hormones that were in the eggs and the chickens and all of the toxins and mercury and the pesticide, herbicide residues that are in the tissues of the fish. We have to come to a point where we care to truly walk in the fullness of our divinity, activating our talents, skills, and abilities to give our gifts to a rising humanity to stand on behalf of life itself, on behalf of the whole of existence, on behalf of the legacy of the lineages that we represent. We are these points of an absolute and supreme presence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. We should not be dying at all. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.